Capital 263.
Good day and welcome to Mike's Head Match. My name is Lizo Chitanganya. This is your favorite sports podcast show, Zimbabwe's biggest sports podcast show. And you can put that on record. You can check your facts and you'll find out that this is the truth. We are the greatest to ever happen to Zimbabwe.
Check the statistics.
It's out there. Yeah. We're brought to you by Capital 263. Find us across Twitter, iTunes, Facebook, Mike's Head Match, and you'll find all our great content that we've put up before, speaking to great guests, great people in this sporting discipline, people who love the sport, people who play the sport for the country, for different clubs, and contributing towards the development of the of different sports in the country. I'm joined in the studio by Josh and Slim. What up, boys?
Yeah, man, it's good to be in the studio. I haven't been here in a while. last episode, I had to chime in from the boom today.
The Bush Chronicles.
Yeah, man, it's good in the studio to be in the studio. My name is Josh, as you heard. Welcome to Mike's Head Match. Brought to you by Capital 263, as Liz was said. Free to say it, free to do it.
Yeah.
Please check out all the other shows on Capital 263. If you go on iono.fm, you type in Capital 263, you'll get a whole lot of content. But first, listen to Mike's Head Match before you listen to everyone else. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Shingi, how are you?
Hello, Lizwe. Hello, Josh. Hello, everybody. This is Slim Sam, Shingra Emmanuel Mponde. And it's great to be back in the studio. I believe Josh is here because he promised to have beers in the studio.
imagine the disappointment walking into the studio expecting a cooler box in the corner, some ice cold one or two, yeah? But nothing, man.
No, that'll be arranged in the next one.
Yeah, man. Let the record state this guy's fooled me.
No, we just wanted to know how serious you were. But now it's clear that you're driven by the alcohol. So,
man, it's the love of sport that's got us in the studio, man. It's very good to be here.
That's what up. So for today's episode, we're just going to look at the news coming out of different sports in the country. Some great news, some exciting news around more sports. And also going to focus on the Zimbabwe rugby match that's happening this coming weekend. Morocco coming in to play Zimbabwe. And then finally have a look at the FIFA World Cup 2018 in Russia. Possibly the quietest FIFA World Cup in the history of FIFA World Cups. But we'll still support it. We'll still be glued onto the screens enjoying the match as it comes. So Slim, take us through the news.
Okay, so we start with the great news. We retained the COSAFA Castle Cup once again.
And water is wet, and President Mnangagwa is the president of Zimbabwe. Some things are just too obvious, man.
Well,
yeah, man.
During the game, obviously, when Zimbabwe were trailing, people were... But let's talk about Sunday Chizambwa and his team, his formation. That's... People are complaining that team, the way his tactics are not necessarily the best tactics. And yes, we won yesterday, but that doesn't gloss over the fact that the team wasn't playing as well as it should have been.
Yeah, I think the main problem with the Warriors team that was participating in the COSAFA was that we did not have a creative midfield. So Sunday ended up having to move players from their natural positions. For example, Kama Biliat ended up playing in a midfield role that doesn't suit his abilities, in order to try and get some creativity in that midfield. We all know that Kama Biliat is best when he's playing as a winger, mm-hmm. which is where he should be. So I think the lack of creativity meant our football wasn't as fluid as it usually should be. And that was our biggest downfall, because our midfield was being overrun, you know. And we had almost had to resort to playing the long ball forward, hoping that the striker would hold it up and play Kama in and so forth, which I think was our biggest problem. But you know, I think when the other players that are the knowledgeable Sonas, the marvelous Nakambas, when they do come into that squad, I think we've got a squad that's gonna give us a few exciting matches. But I think Chizambwa needs to move from a defensive mindset. He needs to move from that and play more attacking football, because we do have the firepower to play good attacking football and win games.
Yeah, it's strange, because I actually didn't watch any of the matches that Zimbabwe played in COSAFA. But I did watch the highlights of the match yesterday. impressed by Talent Chawapiwa.
He's very good.
He's driven. He wants to go forward all the time. And you got Kadewere. I doubted him, and I still have question marks. I'm not entirely convinced, but he's a great finisher. Great finishes yesterday in the final, and I guess that's what a striker is supposed to do in the end. Not too sure if he'll be able to lead the line when the full squad is coming through.
I think it would be unfair to knowledge Musona, for example, who is by far the better player of the two. But I believe they should actually play together in the same team.
Yeah, knowledge has sort of been moved into like a wide left role, wide right role. They just switch around with Kamabilet, you know, so there is room to actually have a number nine. You remember previously Nyasha Mishekwi, he was leading the line at some point, and you'd have the back three of Musona, Mahachi, and Bilet behind Mishekwi. So I think we can still work with that three, but get someone who can lead the line, hold the ball up for the players to come in, our creative players, because those three are our future. They're the guys who will take us wherever we go to.
Yeah, man.
Slim, you have questions over Sunday Chizambwa. The vibe I got on Twitter was everyone was complaining about Chizambwa's
tactics. Are quite, you know. They're not as good as they should be.
If we have the creative players and everyone is there, that style of play would not suit our creative players. I believe you cannot teach an old dog new tricks.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday Chizambwa will not play exciting football. And if that's the guy that we're expecting to take us to the AFCON, we are in for a long wait. And I was responding to a tweet from a Zambian who said, congratulations Zimbabwe for winning, but can you promise us that you'll be at the AFCON so that you can really play some football? I thought that was below the belt, to be honest, because...
Well, I mean, your tournament football is just about the result. You can play as early as you want. But at the end, you want to walk away with that touch. So, justified, you know. Although it was a nervy finish, exciting, you know, everyone was gripped. That post in the last minute from Zambia, and then a counter, and, you know, Kadewere equalizer.
Yeah, man. That was quite a good goal, I must say.
It was spectacular. First time hit into the bottom corner. No chance for the keeper there. That was excellent finish. I applaud Kadewere for that. And hoping for more of that sparks. Talking about football as well, the Zimbabwean women's team is playing today. Well, today is Sunday.
As we record this,
Zimbabwe women's playing Zambia as well at Rufaro Sports Stadium. They beat Zambia 1-0 away and kept it off Rutendo Makore. So, Rutendo Makore, you know, I've been trying to get her into studio. She's a special player.
Very special.
Yeah, she's based in Spain. And, you know, if it was one of our... men's players. We don't have
they'll be very much celebrated
exactly though. You know, but Rutendo has taken Zimbabwean women's football to a level that it's unprecedented.
She scored this season
against Barcelona women.
And I still remember at some point she was actually one of the top goal scorers in the women's league. She's very, very good at what she does, and you know, it's rather unfortunate that she's overshadowed, or there's no light on her for her achievements to be shown to the world, for the country to celebrate her for exactly the great player that she is. And I think it's something that actually needs to be done, something that Maxit Match needs to take initiative to say, you know what, we're gonna bring the spotlight to this player and we're gonna highlight her achievements so that she can be celebrated for how good she is, because that's a special, special player, I must say.
That is very true. And, you know, as Josh is just saying, just to reiterate, we really need to celebrate Rutendo Makore. She's making girls out there believe that, you know, it's football can actually take you to greater heights, to greater places. You can make a full career out of football, and it's exciting, really, Slim.
You know, the game that you're talking about versus Barcelona, she actually nutmegged the goalkeeper for the goal. It was a spectacular goal.
Yeah,
this is the reason why I, for some reason, I thought the match was on Saturday, so I was at Rufaro Stadium.
Oh dear.
Slim was overexcited. You should have just camped over there overnight to wait for the game.
I really wanted to watch Lutendo Makore do her thing. She's a special player there, and she's making the waves, and you know, hopefully a bigger team will snatch her up. Even in Spain there are rumors that the bigger teams are knocking on the door trying to take her, because you know, she knows what she's doing.
Yeah, well, I'm going to put the cart before the horse on this one and say congratulations to the Mighty Warriors for winning again the second leg against Zambia. I'm pretty sure they're going to win. I think it's quite an obvious match. So I'm just going to go ahead and congratulate them.
Okay.
Say congratulations for the win. And Rutendo, if by any chance you're listening to this, please, please do get in touch. We really, really would love to have you in the studio. We really would love to have a conversation with you.
That is what we do on Mike's and Max. Celebrate the unspoken of heroes.
Yeah, man.
Yes, I need to rant a little bit.
Go ahead. Next bit of news.
Before we go there, like the Shipolopolos, they came by plane and they got here before the Zimbabwean Mighty Warriors because they were on the bus.
Yeah, man.
Coming back. And
that's really terrible, eh?
Zifa, do better, man. These ladies are doing wonderful things. They're going to qualify for the AFCON again. This is a successful team, so let's treat them with respect. They deserve to be treated with respect. Fly them.
It's really simple.
Maybe it's time we had a lady leading Zifa. You know, perhaps we could see some concentration towards or some balance in terms of women's sport, because all these guys are coming in and they're totally ignoring women's careers and what they're doing.
Yeah,
it's frustrating. It's frustrating that as well they can't come out and talk because their careers will be compromised. But we really need to put more effort into women's football in the country and women's sport in general.
Yeah, man.
The ladies do great work, do fantastic results, go to fantastic places, but it's not spoken about, it's not highlighted, it's not celebrated.
Under the radar, it's not properly sponsored. You know, there's sporting governing bodies are just quiet about it. They mistreat these ladies, like Chingy saying. They came by bus. The opposition team got here before them. It's just terrible. We really can do better, and it's unfortunate that the powers that be, you know, they don't respect women like that. Something needs to change. The attitude towards women in sport needs to change.
Maybe Mike said Match should take control.
You know, vote us in.
Yes.
Yeah, man. Hey, Shinky, the next bit of news, please.
Okay, so in the local Premier Soccer League, sponsored by Castle.
Yeah.
I keep on talking about Castle, but you know.
Josh.
All right. So there was a top of the table clash between the Platinum teams, Ngezi Platinum and the FC Platinum. And though Ngezi Platinum took a lead, they got hit by a blitzkrieg at the end of the match, and eventually they came out losers. They lost 2-1 at home to FC Platinum, and this was their first loss at home in like probably 3-4 years. I think they last lost to Almaty
in 2016.
While,
I was reading about that.
It's been a while.
You know, the top of the table clash, people have been saying the winner between the two would win the league, although the coaches were downplaying it. These are the teams that are setting the league on fire. They have the money, they have the players. You see, the players, they don't go on strike like the
Dimbari caps and stuff like that. They don't. But it's incredible how much investment has been put into FC Platinum and Ngezi Platinum. They're really focused on winning the title, so it's really a two horse race.
Yeah, man.
Or a two miners race.
You know, the funny thing is, both Platinum sides have lost to Blaue Chiefs this season.
Oh wow! Yeah. The people team Blaue Chiefs.
Yeah, it's official. Blaue Chiefs is Mike's at Match's favorite team now in the Premier League. We are rooting for you, Blaue Chiefs,
all the way.
Please keep doing what you do. We absolutely love everything here, and they are the only team, I think probably the only team in the league this season, to have beaten both FC Platinum and Ngezi Platinum.
they were making a joke. They were saying they're going to change every opposition team to Platinum
so that they can beat everyone. Yeah.
So they play Highlanders today. That's Blaise Chiefs. We'll be backing them to, you know, cause more chaos in Gobulawayo, hoping for a spectacular result. Just check out Blaise Chiefs on Twitter at Blaise Chiefs. One of the best managed Twitter account by a local sports team.
And you'll
find out why we all love them from there. So that's it from the news coming out, as well as the Cavs losing to the Warriors. But we'll not speak about that. We'll not speak about that. Yeah, due to me being
we came for other people's feelings, so we're just gonna pretend that didn't happen. No,
exactly.
I just got the question.
Come on, let's pass.
It's not about Cavs. It's about LeBron.
Yeah.
LeBron said that he hit a cupboard, like he hit a whiteboard or a little board after game one, after the loss.
Yeah,
and he came in with the brace after game four when they lost and said that he was basically playing with a broken hand. Let me state categorically,
for can you just skip this part?
I do not believe that.
Slim, we also don't believe Karius when he said he got a concussion from Ramos. So let's not go there, you know, that's hectic territory. So we get into the rugby quickly. So Zimbabwe Rugby is playing Morocco this weekend in the first of our World Cup qualifiers. It's an intense group, but it's the first match that our new coach Peter de Villiers is going to manage. We're excited. He's called up a decent squad. He's been around South Africa and Zimbabwe, you know, trying to find the best of our players. Some who have gone for a long time ago and some that are still available. So he's recruited quite a squad, and everyone's looking positively at that match, hoping for a great performance. The sponsors have come through too, and I had it on, like, in the circles, in rugby circles, that the guys who are in camp are being paid $50 per day in camp. So there's a bit of seriousness, possibly the first time that this is
that
quite
kind of money has been released. Yeah.
So, and the guys have been in camp for a while now, almost 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and it's something that's beneficial. Thank you so much to the sponsors. I cannot mention all of them, but I remember Titan Low. That's one of the prominent ones that have been trying to cover up. I saw in the past week the coaches also received new cars, and it's I think all down to the Zimbabwe Rugby Administration that's really investing so much. I think for the first time they got the right people to head this division in Zimbabwe Rugby. It's a former player who's now like head, the president of Zimbabwe Rugby Union, and it's really showing the results. He knows the right people to speak to, he knows the right people to employ, and right now,
and he knows the kind of things that the players need
exactly
for them to perform well and so
exactly
on. So it's really important, you know, to have former players in these structures, because they know the struggle, they know the conversations that these players probably have, and so forth. So it's really good that Zimbabwean rugby has had the benefit of having a former player in those circles, mm-hmm, calling the shots, taking lead and so forth. It's really, really good. And like you're saying, thank you. We remember sometime last year when we spoke about this, and we were calling on sponsors to say, guys, please
come through,
pay attention to these teams, please somebody do something.
Yeah,
like Dobby would say. Shout out to Dobby, shout out to Alternative Movement. But yeah, man, someone has done something for rugby, and although there's still a lot more that could be done, we really appreciate what's been done now, you know. And the boys, come on, you have the backing, people have shown you support. Please give it your all over that field, and we're really hoping to see some good and exciting rugby come Saturday.
This is the first, isn't it, on Mike's at Match, us talking a good thing about a body.
We can't be that bad.
It's not our fault.
Exactly. It's not our fault.
All over the place. But we have to give props to Zimbabwe Rugby and what they are doing. They are making all the right noises. They're making all the right moves. I know the team was in South Africa not so long ago at a high performance center, getting their physique in order. They have been doing the right things, and for the first time in a long time, I'm actually excited about Zimbabwe Rugby and what could be. We've got a great coach there We've got the great supporting staff and the sponsors are coming in. I hope the guys at Zimbabwe Rugby are being accountable for the dollars and cents.
Yeah.
Because sponsors like people who can account for the money. So I hope you've got a proper accountant over there and the records are clear for everybody to see. Because I'm sure there are more sponsors willing to jump onto that. And all the other sporting boards that are out there. This is what we are talking about. Just get your act in order and things will fall into place.
Yeah, I think it's a unique situation, to be honest. It's a really formidable team running Zimbabwe Rugby right now. We have, as president, a former player. His name just skipped my name, my head. But team manager is Kiset, who's also with Cairo Sports. One of our, it's an organization dedicated to the improvement of sport. They focus mostly in athletics and rugby. And it's a group that really administers sport in an incredible way. They've taken kids, talented Zimbabwean kids all over South Africa, Canada, United States, you know. So now they're involved with managing and administration of Zimbabwe Rugby, and they're doing a great thing. Also, there is Peter de Villiers. You know, Peter de Villiers was South Africa coach. He knows the systems. He knows how a great system works. And now he's bringing those ideas back home, teaching our local, you know, guys how best to run a side to the best of our abilities.
Exactly. And so,
So it's a very formidable side that is running the team, and it's really down to the players on the park on Saturday, 16 June at Harare Sports Club to really raise their game and show us a bit of that magic that we all crave for.
And, you know, I always emphasize on this that the fans, they make up a very, very important part of these squads. You know, the squad is incomplete without the fans. And, you know, when there's investors willing to put in money in the team, willing to sponsor these teams, willing to, you know, go the extra mile to make sure that these players receive all they want, it's really up to the fans now to spur the team forward on the game day, you know.
Yeah.
So please, if you're in Harare, if you're out of Harare, if you can make it, please do make sure you're at the Harare Sports Club on the 16th of June. Do you have any idea what I think the game is starting at half past 3?
It's usually 3-4 p.m.
Yeah.
Because rugby is just 40 minutes aside, which is 80 minutes.
Yeah.
So 4 p.m., 3:30 start. But it's safe to be there from around 2. Just watch out for the opening matches, you know, the openers.
And the kitchen raisers and stuff.
Yeah,
and exactly. Also, you're allowed to bring your cooler box. You're allowed to bring in your alcohol. So don't worry, other people like me, don't worry. You can bring your alcohol. It's not going to be expensive to do that.
Yeah.
Bring in your cooler box, bring in your alcohol, bring in your friends, you know.
Exactly.
Just come, have a good time, enjoy some good rugby, and let's rally behind the national team, because these games are important. They're really, really important. And winning this kind of matches will put Zimbabwe Rugby back on the pedestal where it belongs. So yes, let's just come and support the boys.
Okay, so in the group that Zimbabwe, well, it's not really a group. It's really the best the best six countries after South Africa in Africa.
Yeah.
So Africa, you stand a chance of having three teams there. Well, South Africa is already there, so that's two.
Two more. There's two.
So
sports, yeah.
From the two spots available, the one that tops the group, which includes Zimbabwe, Kenya, Morocco, Namibia, Tunisia, and Uganda, automatically gets a place to the 2019 World Rugby World Cup. And number two will then play a playoff with the runner-up in the European sports. So the last time the qualifiers were there, Zimbabwe came out number two, and they had to play Russia. They were then knocked out by Russia in that playoff. So it could have been, it could have not been.
But, it wasn't to be.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so and if Zimbabwe do qualify tops in this group, they will face a group that includes New Zealand and the Springboks at the 2019 Rugby World Cup. The good part, though, is that Peter de Villiers was former Springboks coach.
So
As Springboks coach, he managed to beat New Zealand. It was 4 out of 5 times. So
we've got Peter, so we're good.
We've got Peter, exactly.
So to be the best, you have to beat the best.
True.
So we need to get to that level to start playing against the All Blacks, to start playing against the Springboks, you know. So we really need to do well in this. It's called the Gold Africa Gold Cup, what do they call it?
This is the actual Rugby World
Cup qualifiers.
This is Gold Cup. The
Gold
what
Cup
happens
fixtures, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's 2019 Rugby World Cup.
So we need to make sure that we do well in these qualifiers, to make sure that we rub shoulders against the best. Because we're not only to learn to play with the best and be the best by being there. So we can't be watching at home. And on that note, the fans, including you school kids who play rugby, this is your chance to see what it takes to make the national team. So make sure you are all there cheering loudest for the boys, because we need to back the boys for them to make it.
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out, talking about rugby, you know, to Siya Kolisi, South Africa's first black Springboks captain.
Yeah. And you know, I absolutely loved the interview, that is the press conference that he did.
Uh-huh.
And he was speaking in
Xhosa or Zulu, one of the two.
What did you say?
Said Xhosa.
That he didn't say. I didn't want to say because I knew I was about to butcher it. But yeah, man, he spoke in his home language.
Yeah.
And you know, I always reiterate that this is something that African players need to start doing more, you know.
Yeah.
It's your language, be proud of it, own it.
Exactly.
If you can't
do it. That is true. Get an interpreter.
Exactly.
You know. The Spanish players in the EPO don't even speak English.
They speak in Spanish.
They speak in Spanish, and the guys find an interpreter and get it sorted.
If you can't hear it, that's your own funeral.
Yeah.
So that was really good, and shout out to him, you know, first black captain. That's, you know,
incredible positive scenes. Hope, yeah, man. You know, this is what we should be, this is how we should be celebrating Regina Macore. You know, she has been to places that we can only dream of,
you know.
But look at the hype that Siya Kolisi has been given for his achievements.
But it's all over.
Come to Zimbabwe, we are not even celebrating Regina Macore. Where is the discussions about the fantastic work that she has done? But I will not rant about that.
Matches on the case.
Yeah, we're not letting this one go.
Yeah, man. And
okay, we should also add that he was not just the captain. His team won against England yesterday, which is very important because he didn't want to make a losing start. So congratulations to him, and shout out to Lutendo Makore
again and again. Yeah, man. Speaking about football and the sorts. The very, very quiet World Cup is almost upon us. It's just a couple of days. By the time you hear this, maybe it's probably 2 or 3 days.
It'll be before 2 days, the World Cup. Probably, yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And yeah, man, Russia has done a very good job of keeping it under wraps.
nice and calm, you know. Don't want to make too much noise about it. Just want to get
it
done with.
Just the World Cup, you know.
Exactly.
Just the World Cup.
You can't really be making too much noise.
But yeah, man.
Keep it clean, nice and simple. Not too much.
14th of June, the World Cup kicks off. The first fixture will be Russia, the host, against Saudi Arabia. And, you know, Russia is not excited, but we are excited about it.
Yeah,
we love us some World Cup football. You know, this is probably the highest stage of football.
Yeah,
this is where the best players come together. You know, mm-hmm. with a few unfortunate players being left out, whether by the coach's choice or maybe by the nations not qualifying for the World Cup. Like, you know, one of the greatest players in the world, Noledge Msona, it's unfortunate he's not going to be at the World Cup because his team didn't qualify. But yeah, man, Lizzie, top four teams that you expect to make it to the top?
That's the semi-finals. I expect Argentina to be there because they always get there somehow. Of course, and also because of Lionel Messi, you expect that difficult circumstances, they'll always rise because of Lionel Messi. We've got Germany. I expect them to be
one of the most efficient sides of all time. Yeah,
exactly, making a shout as well in that last four. Of course, Brazil, because of Neymar, and the front three, basically Coutinho, Jesus, or Firmino, whoever's chosen there, and Neymar when he recovers, Willian as well off the bench. I think Brazil has quite a shout. They're getting into the
Casemiro, solidifying that midfield and stuff. Yeah,
they're going into this World Cup, you know, as one of the highly rated teams, and I expect them to be there. The fourth team now, it's going to be tricky because there's quite several ones, so I'll just leave that spot open. I think
it's quite intriguing that. Yeah. France is not in your conversation. Eh?
It is not, because for
and
me, France.
As well.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's really going to be who rises between those two. Because for me, France is on and off. The one day they're going to blow you apart, the next bit, then off. And it's really, for me, it's Paul Pogba for you. He's one day is your best player, the next is not. So. I think it's just the attitude. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if I can call it the attitude, but for me, the French squad, sometimes it'll rise, but sometimes it'll be low. Griezmann, yeah, he's wild card. He can take you there. He's consistent 90% of the time. So that's really it. Then there's also Spain, as you're mentioning. There's Spain, and I'm going to put in also a wild card called England. I think they might not win it.
He laughs, but they hit the conversation. I think they've got a pretty good squad.
They might not win it. They might not win it, but Shingi's shaking his head.
He's about to switch off his microphone even.
About to walk out.
Shingi, give us your top four. Let's hear your four prediction.
Let me first of all say that I love England. I really do, but
I don't.
No. I do. Like, I really do.
But, I don't love them. But I think there's a bit of a squad there. You know, Harry Kane will bang 7 out of 10 goals.
Yeah.
You know, Jamie Vardy will score
Marcus
6
Rashford
out of 10.
Marcus Rashford scored a screamer. My goodness.
Marcus Rashford just showed what he can
Marcus
do against
Rashford,
Costa Rica.
When he's not playing under Mourinho. He's
exactly.
So, Shingi, give us your possible four.
Okay. Brazil? I put them as the favorites. They have the caliber, they have the players, they just know how to win World Cups.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely I'm putting them up there. I also will put Germany because of their efficiency. Joachim Löw knows how to win. He turned that team around from the team that nearly does it to a team that is almost unbeatable.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely Germany is one of the teams. I'm not sure about Argentina per se. I know I think they'll make, yeah, maybe semifinals they would, but they do not have that it factor. When it matters, it seems like somebody lets them down. It's not necessarily Lionel Messi who doesn't do it. It's usually the squad around them. So I'll put them there as one of the teams. And the fourth team, Spain. Spain has got the players. Spain generally plays the kind of football that you want to watch, so I'll put Spain there. But I'll give honorable mention to a few teams like France. France, if they're feeling it, I think they've got a dangerous enough squad to actually do it. And Belgium, I have the names, but they have a silly coach, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's Belgium as well.
They have a silly coach.
You can't win a World Cup with Martinez, you can't.
No.
Yeah, man.
But Belgium is one to look out for as well, you know, Eden Hazard, Kevin De Bruyne. So, you know, the
big room.
Of course, you know, I don't want to mention it.
I know you were trying to be humble, but I had to mention
it.
No,
come on. I mean, the stars of the team are definitely Hazard and KDB.
Those are
the two top players. Right.
Did you see the video where they had Big Rome there and they asked him, between the two squads, Belgium and Manchester United, which one has got the better squad? And he was.
Yeah, I guess saying, could he? What was he saying?
He was asked which team has got the better squad, Manchester United or Belgium. The reaction, okay, the answer was obvious, but the reaction, the way he laughed.
You can't compete.
You're like,
Belgium is ice
solid. Are you serious?
Yeah.
So reaction?
I saw one of their friendlies, you know, Eden Hazard against Egypt, the 3-0 victory.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, yo, Eden Hazard is up for it. He really wants the thing. And
Conte is daft. Hazard is a phenomenal player.
He's a great player. I know I hate on him quite a lot, but he's quite a fantastic player.
Yeah.
And when he's on, he's just going to kill you off.
He's doing
damage.
One of the other teams also, I'm tipping Spain. to take the World Cup. I think they are my favorites. Mm-hmm. I think they've got a brilliant balance between experience mm-hmm. and young players who are just dynamic and can bang on any day.
Yeah.
You know, Isco has just taking his game to a whole other level. He's peaked.
Yeah.
I see they've taken Asensio to the World Cup.
Exactly.
Whether he starts or not is still a bit of a debate, but I think he deserves a starting spot.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
Because he's probably one of the best left wingers that they have.
The problem is they play the same position in the East Coast, so...
Probably Isco. I would put Isco on the right, Asensio on the left, Diego Costa up front, put Iniesta, Thiago... Busquets in the midfield.
The problem with that is that Asensio will not start ahead of David Silva.
That's, you know,
so Asensio can play his role at Real Madrid. He comes, off,
comes off the bench
with some impact.
Bangs a screamer, yeah. You know. they're my favorites. I think also France will do pretty well. I see them going further into the tournament. Their main strength is going to be their midfield. Mm-hmm. I think the combination of N'Golo Kante and Paul Pogba is going to be something to marvel. I think it's going to be beautiful to watch. They've also got off the bench players that are quite explosive. The Nabil Fekir, the one who recently snapped Liverpool.
Fekir Friday, hashtag.
Okay, you guys want me to just switch off the mic and walk out, right?
But I think,
hurting. I don't know what happened there, but he didn't snap. If you heard, even Leon says that Fekir really wanted to go to Liverpool, but there's something that happened in between. The two clubs did not really agree.
I what I heard is that Liverpool wanted an adjustment to a certain clause because of Fekir's injury-prone nature, but Leon's president wouldn't budge on it. So, but apparently they're going to resume talks after the World Cup. I don't know about that. But Leon officially announced that he's not going anywhere next season. So, I'm sorry, man. Fekir Friday. But
Fekir, we have Thomas Lemar.
Yeah, you've got Ousmane Dembele.
Exactly.
You've got Tovien. So they've got quite. Yeah. They've got
and
quite.
Tolisso as well. Yeah, there's quite some players who can come off the bench and cause some havoc.
They've got Man United's Andua, Steve Zonzi in that midfield. Yeah, so they've got a solid backline as well with Umtiti and Varane. They've got, you know, it's got quite a solid Kimbape coming off the bench in case they need a centre back.
He's probably going to start Mbappe as well. You know,
I mean Kimbape.
Kimbape. Yes. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Kylian Mbappe is definitely starting. Yeah, there's no way he's not starting.
Exactly. And you know, Giroud up front.
Mbappe on the wing.
You know, Giroud for France is a
beast. He's
a mad guy.
Even for Chelsea, he's a beast. You know, but
and Giroud, my
nigga. You know, so France, I think they're going to be up there. I'm also putting Brazil, obviously. They're a great team on any day. Neymar in that yellow jersey is a different player altogether.
Amazing.
When he wears that yellow jersey, he's the best player in the world. There's no one who can touch him when he's wearing that.
I really tried to find a new team that I would back at the World Cup.
Croatia is going to be a wild card for me.
Yeah.
Croatia, they've got an absolutely beautiful midfield. They've got Luka Modric.
Yeah.
They've got Kovacic. They've got...
Rakitic
as well. They've got Mandzukic up front.
Yeah.
You know, they've got quite a solid. I think Croatia's midfield is going to be a very, very solid and beautiful midfield to watch. And they are my World Cup.
Guy called Luka Modric, my word.
Oh my God, he's beautiful.
My
he's
word.
Just beautiful.
I thought that guy was finished, but when I was watching the Champions League final. I was like, what? How?
He's going about his
unbelievable
business.
Player.
He's just quiet about his business.
Slim is not taking this too well.
Just give us a minute. Modric is now going about his business quietly. He's, when players mature and
exactly.
they become... It's not as flashy as
it's
it
not
was
exuberant
before,
at all.
But it's efficient and it's just beautiful to watch.
What a player!
That's what he's become. So Croatia, I'm actually tipping them to go further than most people would imagine they would. Mm. You know, they're one of those teams. Belgium, I think they don't quite gel. I think
that's
Senegal. Oof, Senegal is going to go
far.
They've got quite a very solid squad.
Do you think they'll be the better African team?
I think they're going to make the semifinals.
Because we also have Mo Salah,
who's going to be fit for Uruguay, just for the record. He's okay now and he's fit for the.
But I think
if I was the manager, I wouldn't play
Senegal
him.
Senegal has a better squad.
They've got
quite a solid. And
oh my gosh.
They've got the Koulibaly's, they've got
Nabi Keita
as well.
Yeah.
The Senegal squad is just perfect.
No, it is.
So I'm actually saying Senegal will make the semi-final.
But
don't bet on yourself. I said Maria. Actually, Senegal is going to the semi-final. Then also Noira Mario.
Come on. But what about the likes of Morocco?
Nah.
With Mahrez.
I don't think they're going to go far.
Morocco, they've had an unbeaten run. What's his name? The manager, the coach.
Yeah.
The brilliant guy. The guy who wins everything.
Zambia.
Yeah.
The guy with the white shirt. Rene. Exactly.
Yeah. I think they've also an unbeaten run from 2016 or something like that. They're not beaten anyhow. And they're quite quietly going about their business.
Yeah,
you know, Rene I don't see
them going too far. Neither do I see Algeria going too far as well. Yeah. They just don't have the...
Wait, Mario's plays for Algeria or Morocco?
Yeah, Algeria.
Algeria. Shucks.
So Algeria, Morocco, Egypt, they've got star manager. One has got a star manager. The other two have got star players.
Yes.
But it's not enough to win a World Cup to have one star player. Unlike Senegal, which does have Sadio Mane, but they've got...
Compact.
They've got an entire squad of players who play in elite leagues. And they're capable of... In their respective teams, they are... starters as well.
We haven't spoken about Nigeria. Well, what are your thoughts about Nigeria?
Nigeria,
they have a nice jersey.
Other than the kids and stuff, I don't see them going too far in the tournament as well.
To be honest, if you saw the friendlies that they played, you worry.
No, it's not even looking good at all. From the friendlies, we don't know. Maybe they'll rise up in the actual.
No. But it's the hope that kills. So Nigeria is not going anywhere. They're not that good.
The friendlies are not really convincing. They need something in that squad, something of their usual, the black magic and stuff.
If you're paying attention to the World Cup, then I know definitely on Friday you have to pay attention, because on Friday that's when Portugal plays Spain. That's the match
matches that's going to tell and where that the skills are tipping to.
You can never ever cancel CR7, so
yeah, big game player.
You'll come up. I don't know when he's facing Ramos what will happen, but you know he's gonna turn up each and every time.
He's gonna have his arm yanked out of
his socket. You know, I always like when to the build up to the World Cup, big name players are in the mood for it.
Yeah.
You know, CR7 is going into the World Cup on the back of a fabulous Champions League campaign.
It was
fabulous. You know, you can't take away the fact that
the thing is, everything related to that sounds like a jab.
It's not. Mohamed Salah is in the mood. Sadio Mane is in the mood.
Yeah.
You know, Lionel Messi scored a hat trick recently in the friendlies. He's in the mood. You know, you've got players like Isco that we mentioned before. You know, it's
you've got Neymar who came in from injury. Scott
always in the mood. You know,
exactly.
You've
got Bobby Firmino as well.
Yeah, you know, he's in the
Jesus.
Mood. Yeah, Gabriel Jesus is in the mood, coming from a stellar, you know, Premier League campaign.
Uh-huh.
So it's pretty exciting, you know, when all those big name players are playing good football and they're on top form. You know, all we want at the end of the day is to be entertained. You know, we want to watch good football matches, you know.
And with that, Josh, we have to stop right there.
Yeah,
all the best to all the teams participating in the FIFA World Cup. All the best to the Zimbabwe women's team, the Mighty Warriors, playing Zambia this afternoon.
All the best and congratulations. Makorokoto
to Lutendo and the rest of the squad.
Best wishes to the Zimbabwean rugby team.
Exactly.
Against Morocco.
You know, looking forward to that match. We will be there. We'll be there. Catch us for tidbits. Speak to us and we'll grab a few of your reactions to the match as it goes.
Yeah.
Just let's have fun. Let's enjoy some rugby. In the sun with the cooler box and friends.
Especially the cooler box.
Definitely, that is important. So from me, Lizwe C, and
Josh,
and Slim Sam. Okay. Make sure you follow all the handles.
Yeah.
At MikeSetMatch on Twitter, MikeSetMatch on Facebook.
And follow Capital 263.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also on iTunes. Make sure you subscribe and rate us, please. And we always welcome your feedback. So please keep talking to us. We do sport so that you enjoy, and we want your feedback. So this Slim Sam out.
Cheers.
And now. Capital 263.